From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP says the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is now in what it calls a static condition. The heavy mud that's being pumped down the well is holding back the oil. It's the first crucial step in sealing the well off once and for all. Keith Schultz is captain of one of the vessels involved in the so-called static kill. He says it's a team effort.
More than three quarters of the oil is gone. The vast majority.
The camaraderie has been fabulous. It's all been one magic team working together to try to get this thing done.
Helicopter, inbound
helicopter. And then all the third party, which is all the contract employees, Helix employees, BP, we've all been working very, very hard together.
BP officials are saying they'll only be confident the well is plugged when a relief well intercepts the runaway well under the sea floor and cement is pumped in at that level. White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner says a new analysis by the government shows that much of the oil that gushed into the Gulf is no longer there.
More than three quarters of the oil is gone. The vast majority of the oil is gone. It was captured, it was skimmed, it was burned, it was contained. Mother Nature did her part, and that's good news.
Browner was on NBC's Today Show. She and other government officials say they remain concerned about the ecological damage the oil is still causing along the Gulf Coast. A federal judge is set to announce his ruling today in a lawsuit challenging California's ban on same-sex marriage. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports the suit was filed by two same-sex couples and the city of San Francisco.
It's the latest turn in a contentious fight over who can be legally married in California. In May 2008, California's Supreme Court decided that banning marriage between same-sex couples violated the state constitution soon after couples began marrying. But Proposition 8, a ballot initiative introduced by a coalition of conservative religious and social groups, was passed that November. The 18,000 couples who married during that window remain legally married. People who tried after, such as the plaintiffs in this case, were denied that option. Post-verdict rallies are scheduled to be held in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The Senate is debating the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court, NPR's Artie Cornish reports.
Kagan is up for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. She's expected to have the bipartisan support needed to be confirmed, in part because of Republicans such as Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
I have no problem with Elena Kagan as a person. I have no problem with her academic background. I have no problem with her experience as a lawyer.
Still, other Republicans have criticized the former dean of Harvard Law School for her lack of experience as a judge and raised questions about her politics. Democrats have argued that the nominee has received the highest ratings from the American Bar Association and will bring real-world experience to the court.
This is NPR News. The floodwaters that have been ravishing areas of Pakistan are now spreading farther into that country's heartland, destroying more homes there. The flooding is being blamed for more than 1,400 deaths so far. The United Nations and relief groups are scrambling to provide drinking water and food to more than 3 million people affected by the flooding. Thousands of acres of crops have been destroyed in the country's heartland alone. Some of the hazy smoke from the wildfires burning in Russia is now drifting over Moscow, where health officials are warning people with respiratory problems to stay indoors. Peter Van Dyke reports the blazes are being blamed for at least 48 deaths so far.
Smoke from forest and peat bog fires burning in the surrounding region swept across Moscow on Tuesday night, pushing air pollution levels to 8-year highs. Environmental officials told Reuters news agency that carbon monoxide levels soared overnight to almost 6 times the safe maximum as the acrid smell made breathing difficult. The emergencies minister says there are almost 250 serious fires burning, most in central Russia between Moscow and the Ural Mountains, but the total number of blazes is at least double that. Local officials have been criticized over their preparations for and response to the fires, and negligence charges have been filed by prosecutors in the Nizhny Novgorod region, where 21 people have died. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Voters in Missouri have approved a measure aimed at nullifying the new federal law overhauling the nation's health care system. The measure targets a key provision of the law that requires most people to get health insurance or to pay a tax penalty. That requirement does not take effect until 2014, and by then courts are expected to rule on the constitutionality of the provision. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.